right. Are we ready for another little tool, little helpful hint on our path to creating more breathing room for ourselves to just find a way through that overwhelm, that overstretch, that depletion? You know what causes a lot of this for me sometimes? And I'm not too sure if you're the same, but it's in the form of overthinking. I want to ask you, when was the last time that obsessively thinking about something over and over again gave you the answer and the clarity that you were looking for? Yeah, never. And yet we do it, don't we? We do it. Over the years, I have created so many different solutions for overthinking. It's a big part of what I feel holds us women back, especially if you are out there listening and you would put your hand up if I asked for the perfectionists in the room to show themselves, or, you know, the incredibly high standards that so many of us have for ourselves. We can overthink the smallest things because we want to get stuff right. We don't want to let other people down. You know, we have standards for ourselves, for our families, all the things. And whoa, it is tiring. When I'm feeling this, when I'm feeling the squeeze, and I know it's mostly mental, it's because I can't get to the other side of a decision, or the to-do list is just out of control. I've got something for you on that tomorrow. Or I'm going over and over something that's happened in the past, and I'm ruminating, and it's not helpful. It's keeping me feeling pretty stuck. Well, there's something that we need to do for ourselves. It doesn't get better, usually for me, continuing on thinking the same thoughts, being in the same pattern, even sometimes being in the same space. So if a part of your depletion or overwhelm is caused by overthinking, today I just want us to brainstorm some ways in which you can move beyond that. Because expecting ourselves to think through all our problems with, can we just be honest, with the thinking that caused those problems in the first place, to see if you can wrap your head around that one, we need something to change. We need to get out of our heads. And I'm going to give you a few of my go-to strategies for this, because getting grounded and present is just one of those fundamental basics. Getting back into our body, feeling our feet on the floor, feeling, you know, the wind on our face, quite literally, can snap us out of that, you know, overthinking that we're doing, that head fog. God, there's been head fog in 2022. Yikes. Ditch that, thank you very much. So when I'm feeling the squeeze, everything's feeling hard, and it's because there's a lot in my head and it's going around and around. I remember the times that I felt clear, getting that clarity, feeling like I've dropped a lot of that stuff. Even as I'm saying those words, can you remember those times? I mean, hello, going on holidays, getting literally out of your own space, having your senses flooded with, I mean, some new accents, new smells, new places, new people. That's such a great way for me to get out of my head. But I can't go on holidays all the time. Let's be real. You know what I can do? I can put on my runners and go for a walk somewhere beautiful or just around my neighborhood, even when it's raining, actually, especially when it's raining. I literally can't be overthinking it in my head when I'm getting drenched. It's just one of the best ways for me is to move my body. Do you practice yoga, or do you have an exercise regime that you used to have, or maybe you have now but you don't use it as often as you can? Like, access those moments where you are fully in your body. For me, it can just even be some gentle stretching, just sitting down on the floor on my bed, stretching, feeling my body, getting present to what my body feels like, just immediately gets me out of my head. One of the other easiest things that I do is I play music. If I'm feeling the head fog, if I am sick of myself, if I feel like there's no breathing room because I literally can't give it to myself, well, let me tell you, Fleetwood Mac might just pump up. So might Roxette. Bit of Billy Joel, Never Goes Astray. And if you've only just met me, yep, I am very cool. I mean, talk about the years where I was enjoying punk music in my teens. Right now, it's pretty much Fleetwood Mac is where it's at, which, I mean, Stevie Nicks, she's my spirit animal. Anyway, I need to stay on task here. But see, even talking about music gets me out of my head. I want you to think about this today. What can you do? Where can you go? What can you play? How can you move that gets you out of your head? This year, as I've been going back to basics, I realized how in my head and on a loop certain thoughts had become. And I mean, I've been teaching people this stuff for a long time. So it was tough to think, okay, I've got to go right back to basics. What do I need to do to make this stop? Oh, okay. Firstly, I need to recognize that I'm choosing to think these thoughts over and over, and it might feel hard to stop, but hey, there's ways we can give ourselves that relief anytime. Anytime. What are your ways? Some people just make pouring a cup of tea a beautiful, mindful, grounded moment. Be in that moment. What is it for you? Brainstorm. Have them on standby. A lot of the squeeze, a lot of the overwhelm that we feel is happening in our heads. And we just need to go back to basics and remind ourselves that, hang on, we got a choice here. We're going to keep thinking these loopy thoughts? Or is there something that we can do to get ourselves back into our body? Give ourselves some clarity by just switching things up. That's when it will arrive. Give it a try, and I'll see you tomorrow.